but just got too far behind, hey?
Yeah, we did, Jack. We absolutely did. These headphones are in really rough shape. They kind of look like our effort today.
Glad I could be consistent for you, Matt. So you were tied at 15. It was okay halfway through the first half, and then they went on a run, and boy, we couldn't hit anything. What did you see out there that was the main difference for them?
Yeah, I think it was a toughness thing, and this has kind of been our Achilles heel, and the three games that we've lost, they've all been very similar to this. The teams are very similar to Rochester, play a very similar way, and we don't respond well to it. We've got to figure out how to, because the good teams we play down the stretch play this exact same way. Our kids fought. We played hard. I don't want it to sound negative about the effort, because we really did get after it. We really did play hard, and we were able to chip away and get it to, I think we got it to 10, 9 or 10, something right towards the end with a couple minutes left. And, against a good team, you just can't dig yourself that deep of a hole and expect to claw back out of it. But we've got to be tougher. That's the bottom line. We just have to be tough enough to, we didn't finish through contact. We missed a ton of layups. I don't have final stats in front of me yet, but I bet we didn't shoot 50% from the free throw line. No. And we got there a bunch. And, we just didn't make those toughness plays. The 50-50 balls, I bet you they got 90% of them. And it's against a good team like this. You just really need to make sure that you take every possession has got to be a major priority. And today, we didn't do that enough.
So what do you want to fix for tomorrow then? Knowing that it's another good team and they're on their home court. To go into the break on a positive note.
Yeah, Anoka Ramsey is going to be good as well. It's not going to be an easy one. They're a little bit different than this Rochester team is, but they're very talented and they're coached very well. And we've got to bring it. I could sit here and say a million things, but I hope we just come ready to play and we match their intensity, or we set the line there of what the intensity is going to be and hope that they match it, right? Because we need to make shots, we need to do a better job defensively, and we need to do a better job on the boards. But ultimately, it just comes down to being tough and playing. And I hope we can get one tomorrow, because I think going into break, it's something that would put us in there on a positive note. And in all reality, regardless of win or loss tomorrow, we had a very, very good first semester and played really good basketball at times. We just got to be more consistent. We got to tighten up a couple things and get a little bit better.
All right, do your shout-outs, and we'll get on the bus.
Thanks to everybody that's listening back home. We appreciate it. Thanks to Kate and Lily if they're tuned in. But happy holidays to everybody, and hopefully we can bring a win back to Escanaba for you guys this week.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Jack.